The Sportscast, April 25th, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch.tv, Twitter, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And of course, we are also an online radio. You can listen to us on the website, or you can go to the app, which you can download on the iOS App Store, The Sportscast, or visit our website, thesportscast.net, for the latest and greatest news. Last night, the Pelicans defeated the Suns, so they tied up the series 2-2. That should be an interesting scenario if Devin Booker doesn't come back on time. But this week, we're focusing here on the Sportscast, NFL Draft Week. The commencement. This is the week. This is probably the biggest event after the Super Bowl. First you got the combine, then you got the draft. And after the draft, things kind of died down, to be honest. A lot of free agency and stuff like that, trade. Of course, you got Debo. He's around in San Francisco trying to get a trade, but we'll see how things go this week, if not next week. But anyways, a man that joined us last time in January for the playoffs, Joe Toscano, welcome back to the Sportscast.
As The Rock would say, who is actually right behind me, say hi to The Rock. Hey, Rock. Finally, Joe has come back to the Sportscast.
No, it's true, because I think like the next time we'll have you, perhaps will be in July or August. If you want to recap the Hall of Fame game, if you want.
Gotta be other reasons to have me on.
We'll have you on before then. Maybe, you know, obviously the Penguins are in the Stanley Cup playoffs, right?
It's crazy. Yeah, I mean the NHL playoffs are about to start in a week or so. The NBA playoffs are going on. You got the NFL draft. It is it's usually not this busy in late April in sports, but it's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. Now, what were your thoughts over this past couple of weeks, or maybe month or two, of the free agency? Was it more exciting than usual for you, or?
Well, for the Steelers, it was very exciting because usually they don't do anything. For the NFL in general, it's been insane. It's nonstop action. There really is no off season in the NFL. It's been like that for years, but especially this year, so many things going on, so many people getting traded, so many crazy stories. It's wild. It's never ending with the NFL.
I was telling Aaron Bernstein, which he's a new host of the Sportscast, Sports Talk 101. He was saying, no, it's going to be boring after the Super Bowl. Dude, you have no idea. There's always stuff going on with the NFL from the Super Bowl, from the end of the Super Bowl to, I think now, to be honest, maybe till like June for mini camps. But then it starts like those 6 weeks until July. And then the Hall of Fame game, which is not that good. It's probably one of the worst games to watch. Really slow and like everyone's avoiding injury. But I told Aaron, look, Aaron, you're going to see a lot. And we saw a lot. His Washington got Carson Wentz. And I want to go to you, talk about Mitch Trubisky. I know Big Ben just retired a couple months ago. You know, is Trubisky the future, or is he that bridge quarterback that will take you guys to the next quarterback that will lead you for like the next 10, 15 years?
I think that's what we're going to find out in the next few days. When free agency started, when the period started, the Steelers snatched up Mitch Trubisky like immediately, like within minutes of it starting, they got him. So they clearly wanted him. So now they have him on a very cheap, team-friendly deal for the next couple years. But we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know whether Mitch is going to be good. We don't know whether they're going to draft a quarterback on Thursday or Friday. You know, if that's the case, then Mitchell is just a bridge guy. Otherwise, we don't know. It's just so much up in the air right now.
So let me give a quick recap to the audience. Trubisky was a starting quarterback for the Chicago Bears for a lot of years, actually. Then for some reason he dropped. He declined for a bit. Wasn't showing the results. I think he was a free agent, went to Buffalo Bills, was behind Josh Allen, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Don't know if that was a good thing that he had to relearn how to be a quarterback under Josh Allen. I don't know. Was there for a year. This season, this offseason, there is a lack of quarterbacks. The supply is low. the draft, you're going to see maybe two or three in the first round. I say two. So Trubisky was being eyeballed by a couple teams. The Giants for sure. I imagine Washington. Yeah, Washington was definitely looking at him. And I guess Seattle. Pittsburgh was under the radar. Why? Well, they have Mason Rudolph. He has started a NFL games, a couple of them. But Joe, please explain. Rudolph, I forgot what's your take on him. Do you trust him, or Trubisky kind of calmed things down for you?
I am fine with Mitch Trubisky. When you look at the numbers, they're not that bad. I think Mitch Trubisky just got a bad reputation when he was with the Bears. His numbers really were not that bad. But, you know, I think because of change of coach, the coaches didn't like him, whatever the situation, he did. He soured with the Bears. So he kind of did need that year off, that year to go be a backup and just chill out. To regain himself and to be viable again. So, you know, he had that year and now he has a new chance. We'll see what happens. You know, it could be great. It could be bad. We don't know. As far as Mason Rudolph, I don't want to say it's a disaster, but nobody likes him. Nobody likes Mason Rudolph.
Not even you.
No.
Okay.
He has had his chances. There was a game last. Well, first of all, you know, his situation, his second year when Ben Roethlisberger was hurt for the year and he had to start. That was kind of a bad situation to put him in because basically Mason Rudolph was still very young and basically a rookie. So that was a bad situation. But last year he did have a chance to play a game. He played against the Detroit Lions, and that ended up in a tie. You know how bad the Detroit Lions were, and he looked terrible in that game. I think that said a lot about what everyone, especially the team, thought about Mason Rudolph. It's like, hey, this is not the guy. So it seems like they're behind Trubisky. We'll see what happens. We'll see if they draft someone. We'll see when they draft someone this week, and we'll see what happens.
So the Pittsburgh Steelers have the 20th pick. And there are two quarterbacks that could be available at that place. Of course, Steelers could trade up. There is a guy named Malik Willis that played for my alma mater, Liberty University. And you got the other guy.
Kenny Pickett.
I had it right there in my notes, but I forgot it. Another opportunity. Joe, what do you sense? Could these two guys, or one of them, or maybe both of them, be with the Steelers after this weekend?
Well, one thing about the Steelers is they don't do smoke screens. They basically let their intentions be known. And what they've let it be known is that they are hot and heavy after a quarterback. They want someone. They attended all the pro days of all the draft eligible quarterbacks. They keep talking about them. So it seems like they're very interested in drafting a quarterback. Now, whether they're going to be one available to them when they draft, we'll see whether they need to trade up, whether who knows what's going to happen. I mean, it's a weird year to want a quarterback because it seems like a very weak, quarterback class in the NFL. So, Malik Willis, He seems like he has the highest ceiling. He has great upside, very mobile, but he's very inexperienced. He needs at least a year of just to sit behind someone to play in the NFL. Kenny Pickett's ready right now. Kenny Pickett has the most experience of any of the quarterbacks. He was there for I think 4 or 5 years at Pitt. He has a lot of experience, but he doesn't have the highest ceiling. Basically, what you're getting with Kenny Pickett is Kirk Cousins 2.0. If you like Kirk Cousins, that's what you're going to get with Kenny Pickett. But with Malik Willis, we're not sure. I've heard him say, I've heard it's basically Jalen Hurts with a better arm. So, you know, one thing that the Steelers keep emphasizing is they like mobile quarterbacks. They want quarterback mobility, maybe because they had Ben Roethlisberger for all those years that he was basically a statue. So maybe they want somebody that could run around a little bit. So, and you know, ironically, Mitch Trubisky is someone that's a little bit mobile. So, Yeah, I think they will want a quarterback. It's just whether they'll be available, because even though the quarterback class is not that strong, that doesn't mean anything, because, you know, it's the quarterback position. So teams go crazy over that.
Do you see a scenario where the Steelers might trade up just to, you know, get more opportunity there?
Yes. Yes. If they love Malik Willis that much, and let's say, I mean, there are certain teams that Malik Willis can go to. He could go to Detroit at 2. Probably not likely, but possibly. He could go to Carolina at 6. He could go to Atlanta. He could go to New Orleans. He could go to some other team or something like that. So all those teams are ahead of the Steelers. The Steelers drafted 20. But let's say he gets past Detroit at 2 and Carolina at 6, and he's still there after like the 10th pick or something like that. I could totally see the Steelers trading up from the 20th position to, say, you know, 10, 11, 12, something like that. And it really wouldn't take that much, maybe like a second or third round pick or something like that to move up that much. So I could totally see them doing that.
Ryan Christian says Willis has the best character. I don't know if Joe really takes that into consideration. Looking at this draft, do you see a quarterback getting picked in the top 10 or no? They're going to go in the top 20 for sure.
It's very possible. I've seen mock drafts where quarterbacks are taken early. I've seen them where they haven't been taken until the Steelers, taken someone at 20. This draft is so unpredictable.
That's, you think it's the weakest you've seen in the past 5 years?
I wouldn't call it weak. I guess you could. It's not that it's weak. It's just it's lacking in superstars. It's not top heavy. So
there's no 5 quarterbacks out there.
Exactly. Like, you know, yeah, there's not the quarterback class is really weak. But just in general, they're just good players, not great ones, not superstars. So, you know, basically, if you're in the top 10 picking, you're kind of, I don't want to say screwed, but I keep hearing reports that teams in the top 10 actually want to trade back, which would make a lot of sense, because this is a class where you want to draft in the late first round, second round, third round. You want a lot of picks there because that's where the good players are.
Yeah, it's something that it's like some people were saying, this is not a quarterback sexy draft, but there are some role players that you need to fill. In football, there's a lot of parity, a lot of moving parts. You need that offensive tackle. You need that edge rusher. You need that linebacker. You know, you just can't draft Tom Brady. You need to have those moving parts to move forward in the season and possibly in the playoffs. All right, so let's go in. Oh, one other thing before we go into the list here. I have seen some mock drafts with Chris Olave, wide receiver. You know, you guys had Juju Schuster that moved to Kansas City. Right now you have Deontay Johnson, Gunnar Lusky, Anthony, I think, Mills, and Miles Boykin. Does the Steelers need a wide receiver?
Yeah. So what they did, this was kind of an unusual the offseason for the Steelers. Usually they're right up against a cap. They don't have any money to spend, so they don't really do anything in free agency. Well, this year they did a lot. Their offensive line was a weak point last year, so they shored that up. They got a lot of offensive linemen. Basically, almost every single position where they were had a weakness or had a need, they filled in free agency. But there's two positions where they didn't, and that's wide receiver and defensive line. So I could totally see them taking a wide receiver. And if they end up, if Olave falls to them at 20, I think they would be thrilled. I think Olave is a great prospect and would be perfect. But I totally see if they don't go, if they don't take a wide receiver in the first round, I think they'll definitely take one in the second round.
I think with Trubisky, Joe, I think that could, you know, pay them for another year to wait off a quarterback.
I hope so. I want to see what he does. I want to see what he's made of. What you know, maybe he'll be really good. You know, I mean, look at the 49ers. They got Trey Lance, which is basically this last year's Malik Willis, you know, someone that's raw and needed experience. But they had Jimmy G there, and Jimmy G was, you know, now they're not sure what to do with him. You know, so maybe Mitch Trubisky is this year's Jimmy G. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see what happens, which I've been hearing a lot. Trey Lance is not ready to start, which is kind of a bad sign. And Jimmy G, hey, led the team to the NFC Championship game. So that's not a bad thing to go to the NFC Championship game with that quarterback.
And he led him to a Super Bowl a few years ago. Not a bad thing.
Yeah, not a bad thing. Ryan Christus says, I think teams that trade back into the first round to get the 5-year guarantee. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you want that first round pick because the first round pick gets that fifth year option. So you get basically an extra year of that player. The rules are a little bit different now. So those players are getting paid pretty highly, but still, that's an extra year of control you have on that player. So getting those first round picks are important, but it's also a reason why I think the Eagles had three first round picks and they traded one, because you can't have too many first round picks, because then you're going to suffer in a few years when you have to pay them.
It's all strategy. And it comes down to the GM. I remember Bill Polian says, yeah, the first round's sexy, but the other rounds, that would builds that formation for that Super Bowl team. All right, so let's go into the list, Joe. I want to go down. The Jacksonville Jaguars, I've been seeing a lot of mock drafts with Aiden Hutchinson. Would that be a good pick? And what do you think the Jaguars need?
Well, they need everything, but I'm seeing either Aiden Hutchinson or Trevon Walker from the Georgia defensive lineman. Either way, you're fine. These teams, Jacksonville, Detroit, Houston, it seems like they're always in this position where they're drafting in the top five. Top
and nothing 10 changes.
Something like that. What's that?
And nothing changes.
It's the bad teams remain bad and the good teams remain good, even though it's supposed to punish the good teams and help the bad teams. But it's the same thing because they're poorly run. They have poor organizations, and that's why they're in this position. So yeah, I mean, the Jackson, you know, you can't go wrong with a stud defensive lineman or an edge. So, you know, they're fine either way with Walker or Hutchinson.
Yes. Trevon Walker, which you mentioned, was that fast guy in the combine, I believe. From Georgia, Detroit, another team, like you were saying, needs a lot of things. They can get Walker or Hutchinson.
They could. And, you know, you have to remember who is the coach there, Mr. Bite the Kneecaps. I mean, he wants, you know, he's a defensive minded coach. So you could see him taking a defensive minded player. Either one falls on Walker or Hutchinson, I think they would be happy with, those are basically the best prospects in this draft.
Texans, another team that has gone through turmoil for the past couple of years, lost their main quarterback. I've been seeing a lot with Ikem Ekwonanu, offensive tackle, NC State. Is that a good probably path they'll take?
I'm seeing that too. They're not going to take a quarterback because they're happy with Davis Mills. So they think they have their quarterback there. That's another team with a ton of needs. So, you know, why not take the best tackle in the draft? Go for it.
Number four, New York Jets, another team that's going through a lot of struggle. Zach Wilson, still we need more time to see him more. I think he did better than the other guy, Sam, what's his last name? Oh my gosh, I forgot about him now. Anyways, the Jets, they could get Kayvon Thibodeau, a edge rusher, or they could get a cornerback, Ahmad Gardner. They're probably gonna go defense, I imagine.
They're probably gonna go defense, and I think the story of this draft is going to be what happens with Kayvon Thibodeau, however you say that. There's a lot of talk about teams not liking him, that he's not totally dedicated, whole bunch of stuff. We don't know. I mean, that's I think a lot of the speculation is silly, but how teams view him will be interesting. He could go at four to the Jets. He could fall. I could totally see that being a story where teams sour on him and him falling. Possibly out of the top 10. So that'll be real interesting to see. Yeah, I could see them going Thibodeau. I could see him going Sauce Gardner. Defense.
Yeah, absolutely. Number five is New York Giants, another New York team. Evan Neal, offensive tackle from Alabama, probably the first pick from Alabama going to going going in this draft. Giants, you know, need offensive tackle. They got to protect your boy Jones, Daniel Jones. What do you think about that possible destination for the Giants?
Yeah, they'll either go Evan Neal or maybe Charles Cross out of Mississippi State. You know, either way. But yeah, you need offensive line. They need tackle. So yeah, that one of those two probably.
Number six pick, the Panthers, rumored to possibly want a quarterback. I think they wanted Mitch Trubisky as well, I believe. They could go Kenny Pickett or Malik Willis, but maybe Charles Cross. Do the Panthers need a new quarterback, you think? Or
yeah, they need a quarterback, and they have a coach that is on the hot seat. So to me, those things point to Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett can, you know, he's the most experienced. He can start right away. So yeah, I would take Kenny Pickett if I were them. It just makes a lot of sense, but we'll see what they do. We'll see who they like.
Yeah, I guess Cam Newton is probably not the long term or 3-year solution there. Another bridge quarterback, I think. Then the Giants get two picks in the first 10. They might go defense again. I've been seeing a few mocks with Ahmad Gardner and also maybe Thibodeau. So, I mean, Thibodeau might end up in New York either way, I think.
Yeah, I mean, they got that new defensive coordinator from the Ravens, Wink Martindale. Love the name, by the way.
He's really good.
He is really good. I'm glad he's away from the Ravens because he is a good defensive coordinator. So
he's off the AFC North a bit, right?
Yes. Yeah. Get him out of the AFC North. So he's gonna want probably, you know, he's obviously gonna want defensive players. So yeah, take a stud corner, take an edge if they're there, whatever. But yeah, good to go defense there.
Exactly. Giants with a new staff, mostly Bills staff. So they're. Might look good. Hopefully they turn the corner. And then number eight, Atlanta, who just got rid of Matt Ryan. I believe they're going to use Mariota as their quarterback. So I don't know if they're going to get a quarterback, but they could get a wide receiver. They get a cornerback. What do you think Atlanta should do?
See, Atlanta has so many needs. they could just take whoever's good, whoever's the best available there. They need everything. I can't believe they're going into a season with Mariota as the quarterback. No offense to him, maybe he'll be good, but he's very injury prone. And that's your future, Mariota. I mean, you could say the same thing about the Steelers and Trubisky, but still, you know, you would think maybe they could go quarterback there, but really, they're just, you know, they're just bad. They just take anybody.
Seattle, another one that let their quarterback go, Russell Wilson. I believe Geno Smith is the starting quarterback. Don't quote me on that, unless they get Baker. They could get a tackle. I've been seeing a couple mock drafts, or they could get another offensive tackle, Charles Cross. What do you think Seattle should do?
They could go tackle. They could go cornerback. I mean, that's also another team with a lot of needs. I don't know what's going on with Seattle. There's also they're high on Drew Locke, who they got in that trade.
That's right.
So what's going on? I mean, if you're high on Drew Locke, you are high. You should be tested for drugs because there's something wrong there. That dude is not good. So yeah, who knows what Seattle's going to do? I could see them taking that Derek Stingley Jr. from that cornerback from LSU. Although that's another very interesting pick because basically he was good like 2 or 3 years ago, and then, you know, because of COVID and other issues and injuries, he hasn't been very good. So that'll be really interesting to see where he ends up. But yeah, who knows what Seattle's going
to
do?
Who knows? Okay, let's go back to New York. They have the number 10 pick. They go wide receiver, Drake London. I see one mock-up. Another one I see, a Kyle Hamilton, a safety. So what could happen with the Jets? I mean, they got the number 4 pick. What could they do at number 10?
I could see them going wide receiver. I've seen that Jameson Williams, that Alabama wide receiver, mocked to them. I think that makes a lot of sense for them because Williams is awesome and one of the top wide receivers rated, but he got hurt in that college championship game. So he's not going to be available right away, but that's okay. You get a stud wide receiver. We know how valuable they are now with the wide receiver market going crazy. So yeah, take a wide receiver there, I think that makes a lot of sense for them at 10.
Well, there you go, the top 10. I do want to cover some few teams that might need make some moves and cover their spots, which they've lost. Kansas City Chiefs, huge blow, losing Tyreek Hill to Miami. They got Juju Schuster, and I was telling Chiefs fan, man, Tyreek is irreplaceable. The Chiefs, which I believe they have, what's it called? They have 12 picks, including two in each of the first four rounds. Should they trade up and maybe get a receiver? What are your thoughts?
I have heard that the GM of Kansas City said that they have 16 to 18 players on their board that they consider first round picks. Well, that's a problem because they're picking at 29 and 30. So you better believe they'll be trading up. I'm sure they will. I think there's going to be a lot of trades. I think between now and Thursday, it's going to be crazy. And during the draft, it's going to be crazy. So I can see a lot of trades going on. When you have that draft capital, you have two picks in the first round, even though they are late, you could still make some moves and move up. So I could totally see the Chiefs moving up. You know, they need a wide receiver because of what happened, trading Tyreek Hill. So, yeah.
Also very similar scenarios. Green Bay Packers, they lost Deontay Adams to the Raiders. Will Green Bay get a wide receiver, and should they trade up to get the best what they can get?
You'd think they would, but they never do. they never. That's just their history. I don't know. I mean, I'm seeing a mock draft here where they take that Devontae Wyatt, that Georgia defensive tackle, who's actually at 28. That would be a great pick if he falls to them. So they should take a wide receiver, but will they? We don't know. This is a deep. I mean, I think every draft is deep for wide receivers now. That's just there are just so many good ones out there. So maybe they'll wait. I don't know, but we'll see what happens. They should, but let's see if they do.
Well, we'll see what happens. A lot of teams need needs, losing some players. Let's go into the AFC North. Things have been shifting around. Deshaun Watson is now with the Browns. The Bengals went to the Super Bowl a couple months ago. How do you see the AFC North? Is there a new king? Can Steelers stay at a winning record? What are your thoughts over the AFC North as of right now?
I mean, it's so strong on paper. You have the defending AFC champions. You have in Cincinnati. The Ravens are always good. You know, they had a bad year last year because they had so many injuries. The Browns had a bad year, but then they just got Deshaun Watson. So it's so up in the air. It's a real strong division. Then you have the Steelers who just lost, they're going through a transition. They lost Ben Roethlisberger and they're have a bunch of additions. So it's so up in the air. I just have a feeling the Bengals are going to have a Super Bowl hangover. I think they got a little bit lucky last year because they didn't have many injuries. So that's probably going to catch up to them. So I see the Bengals going down. I see the Browns being I don't want to say they're the circus, but I think they're just a lot. We don't know what's going to happen with Deshaun Watson when he's how much he's going to be suspended or what's going to happen with that. So I think the Browns are in turmoil. I think it's going to be as it usually is a two-way race between the Ravens and the Steelers. Ravens, I think, are going to be. I think they're going to be monsters. I mean, they always are. And I think the Steelers are going to. They're not going to be a top team, but I think they'll be a solid good team where you could get 9 or 10 wins.
There you have it. Still optimistic and hopeful for the Steelers. Baker Mayfield, will he stay in Cleveland or will he be in another team coming this season?
He got to be in another team, but I don't know what you do there. I don't know. It seems like nobody wants him, or maybe teams are waiting till after the draft to see what happens. I mean, there are still teams that need quarterbacks like Carolina and possibly Seattle. So not sure what's going to happen, but I mean, it kind of seems like everyone is down on Baker Mayfield. So, I mean, but he's still making a pretty penny. So that'll be really interesting to see. But there's no way he could stay with the Browns. I mean, there's so much bad blood there.
He didn't show up this past week for practice.
No, No, and I mean,
I wouldn't just, either.
I wouldn't either. I mean, it's just a really bad situation, and he's just, you know, maybe he didn't handle it that well. He basically is just, you know, a giant crybaby because, you know, they decided to get someone better, but still, it's a real bad situation.
Well, there you have it. NFL draft begins this week, this Thursday, 8 p.m., runs through the weekend, and we'll see who'll be the clear winner, who has the best pick. Some people say, well, you just don't know till a couple years from now if you're the winner. Of course, were the Browns a winner with a Baker Mayfield first round draft pick? I don't know. Probably not.
Well, I mean, considering he was the most stable of their quarterback picks from, you know, the right true. Before that, they picked Johnny Manziel and, yeah. Oh, you know, they have a history of disasters. So compared to all those disasters, he was actually good, but
he was decent.
He's just actually not that good. He's
yeah. Even though he had all the weapons you could probably think of. Anyways, poll question of the day. What is your favorite type of telephone? Smartphone, landline, flip phone, or rotary phone?
What I miss about the landline phones is when you hung up on someone, you could, you know, you felt it. You like slammed the phone. You true. Can't slam a smartphone. It's just not the same. You just hit end call. It's just not the same thing. So, yeah.
You don't feel the thumb.
Yeah. You want to slam that phone.
So, landline it is.
Yes.
I
rotary was rotary the one where you had to like do the finger into the eye? That was the worst thing ever.
Yeah, those were classics.
Those are painful.
40% tie with smartphone, rotary and smartphone atop, 20% landline at third, and then flip phone at zero. So no one liked the flip phone. Did you?
Flip phones were fun. They definitely, if you dropped them, nothing would happen. So that was nice.
Writing a text message was probably the toughest. It probably took way longer.
Oh, that was painful.
That's why you're able to do painful. Short texts than like book ones you see in smartphones now.
Man, when Blackberries came out, you know, right before the iPhone, oh, Blackberries were king. If you had a Blackberry with that hard keyboard, you were set, man.
Yeah, and people kept them way more longer when, you know, once those smartphones come out. Like I saw a lot of them, maybe till 2015, people will still use them because they were that good or reliable. I'm not sure why exactly, but anyways, Joe Toscano, NFL Draft Week. What is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about who the Steelers should really pick?
Joey Bag of Donuts, V and 7F. I'm so excited because we finally get to this point. We've been talking nonstop about the draft for 2 or 3 months now. Finally, it's here. It's something's happening. If I see one more mock draft, I'm going to mock draft myself off of a bridge. It's been too much. We've been talking about this for too long. Let's get some action.
What's on the menu for this Thursday night?
Ooh, let's say wings and pizza, like kind of like a Super Bowl party.
Yeah, I mean, you can technically call it a Super Bowl party, pretty much. I will definitely be having Italian food at night, so we'll see how that goes. All right, Joe Baggy Donuts, you can reach us at thesportscast.net or thesportscast1 on Twitter, Instagram, thesportscast1. This Wednesday night is the big show. We'll be having Ty Turner, Dynasty Dorks with Heilman, and we also have Byron Jones from Jersey Boys Sports Talk. And then Thursday night, we'll be having Jersey Boys Sports Talk at 8 to 10, then Sports Talk 101, so it'll be a four-hour draft night show, action-packed. We'll be breaking stories, so you may not see the calls on TV because we might have broken it already after, usually like 1 minute before it's called. So stay tuned, and we'll definitely keep you guys up to date. And every NFL draft is important. You know, it's the future of your ball club, and hopefully the team makes the right pick. You just don't know what you don't know, right, Joe?
It's interesting this year because teams have adopted this strategy. Look at the Rams. The Rams haven't had a first round pick in forever, and you know they're going to the Super Bowl. You know, they trade those picks for veterans. Maybe more teams will do that. you know, people used to say, you know, build through the draft, build through the draft. Well, now teams are saying, I want to win right now. So they're going to maybe trade the future for now. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be crazy. You're going to see a lot of movement, a lot of trades, a lot of actions. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, with what the Rams are doing, it cheapens the draft, they say. But, you know, there's so much weight and for the draft and things like that. So don't count it out. Anyways, Joe, thanks for coming on to the Sportscast.
Thanks for having me.
And this was your update.